Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a golf clap at the U.S. Open. Woo! Greatest podcast in the history of podcasts. When you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, personal growth, and possibilities, baby! Welcome to your weekly shot of awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you are the Get Up Army. I am your full bird colonel, Mark Hayford. And ladies and gentlemen, I salute you. You could be doing anything in the planet. And right now, you are working on yourself with a little mindset, attitude, and positivity. And I'm so excited that we're doing this journey together. Hey, real quick, if you're on social media, so am I. Facebook, Insta, Snap, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, Clubhouse, where every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., I come not alone. I'm with a crew of you heard her last time, Dr. Haley, neuroscientist. I got Dr. Norman Freed, 30 years in trauma bereavement. I got social workers, doctors, people all under the umbrella of mental wellness. And every week we have a platform 6 to 8 p.m. through the Get Up House on Clubhouse. So go check us out. Come join the conversation. Relax. Get involved, ask questions, whatever it takes. That's what we're doing. We're over 2 years strong and there is no stopping, baby. So, hey, real quick around social media, on Facebook, we had Sherry Manning say, listening to Mark Hayford's best-selling motivational book, Get Up, for the umpteenth time in the car with my son, Devin. Highly recommended. Great for teens, positivity, and motivation. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, enough about all that jibber jabber jive turkey talk. Let's talk about the guy that we have as a guest. You know, Get Up Army, that we don't play around here, right? You know what we do. When we're going to bring somebody on, they got to be the real deal. They got to be somebody that's going to fill you up. They got to be somebody that's going to give you a perspective, some mindset, something that's going to help you take a step forward, help you grow, inspire you. And I got somebody. You know, we're batting 1,000 here, right? And if we could bat more, we'd be doing that today. Because let me tell you what I got. The guy that I have that is about to enlighten us, Get Up Army. Now, we've had professional athletes on here before, but dig this resume, because this is the first time that we have an active participating fighter. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard me right. I said fighter. So the accolades here, we have the Mid-Atlantic Light Heavyweight Boxing Champion, two-time light heavyweight Golden Gloves finalist, the Argentina heavyweight full contact champion, holy crap, right? Irish boxing Team Belfast versus Team Philly winner, Action Magazine Martial Arts Hall of Fame, Philadelphia Historic Martial Arts Society Hall of Fame, the Who's Who Martial Arts Hall of Fame celebrity boxing competitor going for the East Coast heavyweight title this June 17th. Ladies and gentlemen, put your virtual hands together for our esteemed guest, Bob Kofrak. Woo! Look at this guy. He's not even cracking a smile, ladies and gentlemen. He's ready to reach through the Zoom and beat me to death on the laptop. Bobby, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for being here. Oh, we froze. You there? There we go. We got you.
Hey,
man.
How's it going, guys?
Yo, thanks for being here, man, for taking the time. What's going on?
Nothing much. Excited to get this podcast moving. I love the message you send to everyone, so I'm real excited about this right now.
Thank you, man. It's an honor to have you here. I mean, this is like a scroll, a biblical scroll of championships and titles. I really want to get into just the breakdown of all of this, of the mindset of a champion, the mindset of a fighter, what that's like, overcoming the adversity of this, like dealing with wins, dealing with losses, balance, you know, stuff that we can take outside of a ring or an octagon and apply it to everyday life. But I got to ask you, man, like, how did this whole thing start? Like, what inspired you to become a competitive fighter? Because that's kind of not the norm. You know, we just, our last episode, we had Dr. Haley Nelson, who's a neuroscientist. And the question to her was, what little girl goes, I'm going to be a neuroscientist, right? Like, what, you know, I'm going to be an electrician. I'll be a firefighter. Maybe I want to get into marketing. No. I want to get in the ring and punch people in the face. Like, where did this start?
I'll be honest. It probably started when I was young. As you know, I got my father, he's been in martial arts. It was always something I was around. And I just remember sitting there watching everyone a lot older than me, always competing, always doing some type of contact sport. And no matter what I've ever done in my life, it's always drawn me back to it. You know, I've played multiple sports, but, you know, boxing is one thing that I've always just, you know, I was always drawn towards. I remember at a young age watching old Mike Tyson on pay-per-view, you know, just all the guys around, everyone screaming, yelling. And I just remember at a young age, I'd be like, man, I'd love to do something like that. And with something in those nature, like around the area, it wasn't the norm. You know, you would tell people, oh, I want to be a boxer. They go, oh, who wants to be that? You know, who wants to get punched in the face? But, you know, the more you understand and get to know the sport, it's a lot more than that. It's not just getting punched and, you know, kicked or anything like that. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, shout out to your dad, Master Roy Kofroth. I mean, he is in the World Martial Arts Hall of Fame for training, I believe. He trained my oldest son, and guy is unbelievable, and he's still going today. You know, there's DNA floating in here in this conversation, right? Well, okay. So you're going back to, you know, way back, like pre-Wi-Fi, being a little kid watching Tyson fights on pay-per-view and all this. But, you know, I'm a big advocate for sports. I think it's so important for young people to be involved in sports. I think once you age out of that, it's important to stay physical, stay active. But this is another level. You know, we're talking full contact. We're not talking the over 40 men's beer softball league on Thursday nights, right? I mean, this is like, you know, we got a kill or be killed mentality. So what is it like, first and foremost, for training? When you're preparing for something like this, what does the training look like? I mean, sleep, diet, physicality, where, take us there.
Consistency, discipline. You know, I'd lie to you right now to say that it was a lot of it was easy. You know, you lose a lot of stuff in the process, but you also got to understand with the process, you got to enjoy that. And that becomes, you know, whether it's early mornings training, a lot of times a fighter, you just don't have availability to say, hey, I'm going to get up today, I'm going to spar with this guy. You know, there's many times that my wife could say at 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe driving to New York or going into the city 5-6 days a week, you know, trying to find like sparring, everything like that. The day to day in and out, you know, diet was always a huge regimen, especially as you start elevating. The higher up you go, the more demand you get. So, you know, sleep, diet, time management, you know, all that comes into play. And there's a science behind it, right? You know, it's just not, I'm going to go and hit the bags these days. You know, some days you're going in, you're hitting bags, you're lifting weights. You know, other days it's just, you're doing small, low end fundamental drills. You know, everything's got to be planned out as such.
That's compelling. It really is. It's so interesting to hear. And, you know, how far ahead do you, well, I guess you're always in some type of training, but if you know you have a specific fight like you do coming up in June, and we'll get to that in a little bit, how far out do you begin the actual training for that specific opponent, that specific fight?
So a lot of my fighters that I have now, I always say you got to stay in fight shape, especially amateur level. I could fight this Saturday and then fight next Saturday and Saturday after that. It's not like these huge fight camps that you normally see on TV at the higher level. You know, they're 6 weeks out or 8 weeks out preparing for a fight. Right now, I always tell everyone you should always be essentially what you said, fight ready. But as you start getting higher up and out, you're looking at like an 8 to 6 week fight camp, depending on the availability that, you know, promoters and stuff like that give you.
Okay. So a month and a half, 2 months average. Okay. Let's talk a little mindset, because you already talked about the discomfort of what it takes to, you know, have the privilege to get in to fight if you're going to do it the right way. But take us to the mindset of this, because I feel like you got to not just go to a different place, but you got to be operating on a different level if you're going to be in the fight game. Like, you're not, you know, I remember when I first came out of the military, just looking at everybody else that were civilians going, wow, like there's a lazy mindset. Like, they could just kind of do whatever you want. There's no kind of code or discipline or whatever. And then you fall back into being a civilian eventually. But, but you know, as a fighter, like, what, that mindset, what, take us there.
I mean, it's almost having a calloused mind to a lot of things. Like, you really have to, you have to be willing to go to war with yourself more than just your opponent.
What do you
'Cause I
mean by
always
that?
say,
What do you mean by that? Going to war with yourself?
well, there's days, you know, again, it's 3 a.m. You're driving to the Bronx to go get some sparring. Do that 2 days a week. Like, that takes a lot out of you, you know,
Sucks. Yeah.
especially, yeah, sometimes you don't want to do it, but you gotta, some, your emotions can't be a part of that. It's, you know, this is what we do. You know, we get up, we get it done, and we work hard at it, you know. I always say you get rewards from hard work, you know, staying disciplined. And I think you said it earlier, you know, there's probably more losses than wins at my end. But it's just pushing through that, because at any point in time, the tides can change, you know, and they change, and it comes into you being disciplined, you know.
Okay, so let's go there. Let's go to the worst end of this. You put all the work in. You're waking up early when everybody else is cozy and warm in bed. You're not eating the things you want to eat because you got to be disciplined. You're putting in this work. You're sweating your ass off doing your stuff, and you take the L. What happens when you lose a fight? What does that do mentally? Like, are you able to rebound from this? Or you're crumpled in a ball on the couch? Like, what happens when you put all this work in and you quote unquote fail and lose that fight? What's that? How do you bounce back?
So it's happened multiple times. And for myself, I came up with this. Essentially, it's a 24-hour rule. Win or loss, I give myself 24 hours to either sulk about it, think about it, and then I move on from there. Because there's been, at the low end of things, you know, you're losing one, maybe two, and it's like, man, like, do I still have it? Am I not working hard enough? How much more can I give? You know, and then I always find, like, a day or so later, you're like, ah, nah, I'm getting back after it. Like, it's something that you can't stop doing. But if you kind of crawl inside yourself, right, in that moment, you know, where your emotions, your thoughts start taking over and you start doubting yourself, you know, that's huge. So I always, it's a rule I have, and I tell all my fighters that too, 24 hours. And that even comes with a win. You know, you can be happy for 24 hours, you won. After that, it's in the past. Answer's going to be in the gym, you know, because even with a win, there's stuff that you got to work on.
Well, what I'm hearing from this is you kind of screw your feelings, right? Like it's all overriding your emotion and being ahead of that and realizing like you're going to get elevated, you're going to have some lows, but no matter what, you got the blueprint, you got the game plan that you got to keep staying on path. Okay. So and I love that, 'cause even when I was coaching football, it's a 24-hour rule to the parents, to the, you know, the blow up, to the don't talk to me walking off the field in that moment. Don't get me coming out of the locker room. Don't even call me the next morning. Give it 24 hours. Let all the dust settle, and then we readdress whatever we got to do. And it sounds like that's kind of a formula you have, and it's working because you're still fighting. So, okay. So we talked about what the worst case scenario is. Let's go to the best case scenario. Dude, you got so many championships. You're in so many Hall of Fames. What does it take? Everybody's working hard that's in the fight game. Everybody's dieting. Everybody's waking up. Everybody's playing a level above everybody else around them in their personal lives, right? At their job, their family, their house, their friends. They're the fighter. So what does it take to be supreme out of all those people when everybody's got that mindset? Take us, Bobby, take us into the mindset of a champion.
What really, I think, set me different as I started going was, I think Manny Pacquiao said it the best. Some athletes can't go half speed. Everything I did full throttle, foot on the gas, and I just went. And I believe that it's got to be that, you know. I know you talked about balance and stuff like that. There's really no balance once it gets to a certain point. You just got to keep going. And even days that, man, you just got done with a 5 a.m. workout, pushing a lot of weights, working hard, you know, maybe an hour later, you're jumping back into the boxing gym, hitting bags, getting some sparring, you know, working on fundamental drills. Like, it's something that should not it's almost an obsession. Like you're obsessed with it. You're just constantly going and going and going because you know it's right in your grasp. It's right at your fingertips. And if you slip at any point in time, like that's where you fall short. You know, it is a very small margin, you know, that once you get to a certain point, it's, you know, you're not the only one. You just said it, you know, everyone's working hard. Everyone's dieting, you know, what's going to keep you on top or getting to the top? And I always say you got to work like you're in second place, even if you're number one, you know, always work more than probably what you ever have to. But that's in my eyes what it takes. So.
I love this. Yes, get up army. You hear this? Outwork everybody. That's what he just said. Outwork everybody. I love it. So much of this is discipline. Any of it motivation for you? Is there anything that motivates you that what kind of keeps that fire burning?
Right now, a lot of it has to do with family, like kids. You know, my kids love it. They love, you know, the fighting end of it. Building business. It's always nice. You know, titles and everything like that are great, but at the end of the day, I try to preach to people. You'll find me in the gym 5 a.m. in the morning, whether I am training for a fight or I'm not. You know, and I can't sit here and preach something, but then not duplicate that out there, you know. So, you know, a lot of motivation for me comes from some type of outside source. But then again, it's almost like brushing your teeth in the morning. I feel like it's just something I do now. You know, I just get up and I go, this is what we do, you know. We go to the gym, we work hard, and that's with anything, you know, it's not just fighting, you know. Everyday life with, you know, kids, wife, business, everything like that, you know. It's always given 100%, even when you don't want to.
Well, I love to hear that because I always feel like there's been in past handful of years, I've heard a lot of, these people, we know their names that are out there. A lot of people have crapped all over motivation. They're like, it's all discipline. It's all discipline. Of course, it's discipline. But I think it's like, why do I have to only have salt? I want the pepper too. I think motivation helps when you are, when you're disciplined and now you dump motivation on top of that, I feel like you become a monster. So I love hearing that there's that. All right, so there's no balance at times, it sounds like, when you just gotta go 100 miles an hour. What do you still enjoy about this? What brings fulfillment in this to you? What makes you happy about getting in and potentially getting your face kicked in by somebody? Like what is this?
Man, I've always just loved fighting. There's so many things, just like someone that does art, or you know, maybe it's your podcast, or you know, people going out and just shooting hoops. Fighting's just always been a huge part, and at the end of the day, I don't see myself ever not getting in the ring, whether that's just with some of my fighters, you know, throwing punches and doing certain things. It just, man, at this point in time, it's just a part of me. It's just what I do, you know.
Just what I do.
I just don't. Any my wife will tell you the most. It's something that's doesn't turn on or off, I mean, as much as maybe she would like it. But at the end of the day, it is. It's just something that I do, and it's just a part of me. And I think it, you know, it makes me, you know, complete each and every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just jumping in, we are talking to multiple time Hall of Famer, multiple championships held, boxer, I mean, martial artist, Bob Kofroth. And Bob, we're talking about, you mentioned a couple times, you said, my fighters, my fighters. So you're not just fighting, you're training as well, right?
Correct.
So let's talk about this with your students. When someone just comes in walking in off the street, they're like, hey, I want to learn how to do whatever. You know, I won't, like, what, do you vet them? Is there a certain type of person you're looking to train? Will you help anyone where they start? What's that look like for you as a trainer?
So, I'll help anybody that walks through that door. I believe everyone has a chance. Everyone gets. Whether you're 60 years old, 5 years old, you want to walk through my door and you want to learn this art, I'm going to share it with you as best that I can. If you want to fight and compete, that falls on you in my eyes. They more have to prove it to me more than I have to prove it to them.
Now, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? If I say, hey, I come in and I want to be trained, and you're training me, and I'm going through doing all the things that you're showing me to do, what do I have to do to prove to you, like, hey, man, I want to get in that ring?
Sacrifice, discipline. There might be times where I say, hey, man, we're going to train at 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, man, we're going to hit sparring on a Saturday in the afternoon when all your buddies or all your friends want you to go hang out. Because at that point, to me, it's not physicalness. Everyone at some point's going to hit the point where they're going to understand it. They're going to get a little better. I try to play that mental end of it, because with this sport, it's very mental. In regards of, there's going to be times that people are hanging out and doing things and they want you to be a part of it. You got, nah, man, I got to train, you know? So I want to see your commitment level on that end, not just getting punched and kicked and hit in the face. That's, you know, that comes with time. But that end of it, when everyone else is doing one thing and you have to do another, you know, like getting up early in the morning, or when there's a family event and you're like, ah, man, I got to get some sparring and I got a fight coming up, you know? So I try to give people that end of it too, you know, see what their commitment level is, see how good their discipline is.
And are you okay with meeting people where they're at? So if someone's coming in, they're just trying to learn how to use their hands or just get, you know, the cardio, or, I mean, is that all good too? Is there different levels for you in your gym?
100%. I train everyone the same. So when you come into my gym, I do small groups, where there's not going to be any more than 7 people in a group at a time. And at that time that you're in, at some point you will be working with me, whether that's me helping you out with the bags and mitts. I have some guys that have been doing with me for 2 years. They're looking on elevating, you know, hitting the amateur circuit here soon. I have some guys just come in and they're just there to hit the bags and get a great workout. Either way, it's all the same to me. You know, it's just what you want out of it. I'll give you everything I got.
Oh, that's amazing. And kudos to anybody listening that steps through those doors to get trained, right? I mean, it takes a special person. You're trying to level up and do more. So that's fantastic. Okay. So look, we got something on the calendar coming up, baby. Let's talk about this. We got the celebrity boxing competition. You're going for the East Coast heavyweight title, June 17th. Where's June this 17th. At?
Atlantic City at the Showboat.
Atlantic City and the Jersey Shore, baby. Jersey, where they don't pump gas, they just pump fist, especially on June 17th, man, in Atlantic City. Let's go. Talk about this fight. Who are you fighting, this poor guy?
So it's a vacant title right now. So this upcoming week, we got 2 guys that they're looking at for me to go up against. So nothing's final right now. Actually, they're doing this face-off this weekend with NBO champ and Roy Jones Jr. So that's taking a big hit right now. They're kind of kicking that off. That's going to be in Jersey on Saturday, that face-off. And then they're kind of hanging like the us and a couple of the other preliminaries before. That's going to be all finalized probably, I'd say, mid next week or later on in the week.
All right. So we have a vacant title. What does this look like? What does this mean if you walk out of that ring as the new heavyweight champion?
To me, or
yeah, I mean, what's that going to feel like to you, and what's it going to mean in totality?
I mean, it's always a great feeling, but I mean, I said it before, I just love doing this. You know, it's a huge opportunity, and hats off to Damon Fellman, and him having me a part of this, but I would do it with or without the title.
Look at this, guys. Look at the humility. This is what I'm, this is the mindset of a champion. 24-hour rule, right? Yeah. Okay. It'll be great. Yeah. Title. Let's go. Get in the ring. I love it, man. Cannot wait. Where can people get tickets? Is there somewhere they can, you know?
Yeah. So, you can go on Celebrity Boxing. They have multiple fights. It has all the links that you go on there. You'll see some of like the fight cards, like my fight card will be on there. Have a code name on there that you could put. But yeah, you can get them online off of that. I know tickets go fast, so if anybody's looking to get in that, you know, just sign up for that.
You guys heard it here. June 17th, Atlantic City Celebrity Boxing. Go online, Google that. We got Bob Kofroth, who's going to smash somebody and walk out of that freaking ring as the heavyweight champion. Let's go. Bob, how do people, and I know you got students from all over the place. Your school is in Chester County, Pennsylvania, Malvern area, to be a little more specific. What's the name of your school, and how can people contact you if they're looking to get trained?
So the name is Elite Edge Boxing.
Elite Edge Boxing. Okay.
Yeah. I got a website. If you just go to Google and type in that name, website will pop right up and it'll give you all the information you need to know, class times, everything like that. And it'll kick all the information right to me and, you know, get you signed up for classes, get you in there, see, you know, I always say to either kids or adults, you know, it's a great thing to learn at any age, you know, whether you're looking to take it to a championship level or just an everyday base learn a new skill. I mean, it's great, you know.
Guys, we are talking to a champion, and the worst part of this podcast is when we run out of time and we got to land the plane. But you heard it. Go check out Elite Edge Boxing online, and you could get in contact with Bob Kofroth at the gym. You can get trained by this guy. And June 17th, Atlantic City, we got celebrity boxing where this man is going for the vacated heavyweight championship. And I can't wait to see your success, man. Your continued success. This is exciting. Going to do it.
Thank you.
You got it, man. Bob, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today, for really bringing us into your world, the Get Up Army, so we could really see what it's like to be just a monster and to have this fight mentality 24/7. I love it. I mean, you got to sleep sometime, but wow, can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that is Bob Kofroth, the rock star of this podcast here. I hope all of you are well. You're taking care of yourselves. You're taking care of each other. You have the mindset of a champion, Get Up Army. You know it. I know it. Doesn't mean you have to drink raw eggs and wake up at 3 a.m. in New York City. However, let's go hard, because one of these days it's going to be our last, and not today if we can help it. So let's keep stepping forward. Let's keep fighting the good fight. Keep your heads up. I am always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.